Let's read together 2 Chronicles chapter 26. In this chapter, we have the record of good King Uzziah of Judah, including his good years when he followed the Lord in all his ways, as well as the sad years when he lived as a leper until the day of his death. Let's begin by reading the first 15 verses. Now all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah, after the king rested with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Now he went out and made war against the Philistines and broke down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod, and he built cities around Ashdod and among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabians who lived in Gur Baal, and against the Munites. Also the Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah. His fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for he became exceedingly strong. And Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the corner buttress of the wall. Then he fortified them. Also, he built towers in the desert. He dug many wells, for he had much livestock, both in the lowlands and in the plains. He also had farmers and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved the soil. Moreover, Uzziah had an army of fighting men who went out to war by companies. The total number of chief officers of the mighty men of valor was 2,600, and under their authority was an army of 300 and 7,500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. Then Uzziah prepared for them, for the entire army, shields, spears, helmets, body armor, bows, and slings to cast stones. And he made devices in Jerusalem invented by skillful men to be on the towers and the corners, to shoot arrows and large stones. So his fame spread far and wide, for he was marvelously helped till he became strong. Let's begin our study of this chapter, 2 Chronicles chapter 26. With some background notes. In 2 Chronicles chapter 25, we had the record of good King Amaziah of Judah. But we saw that Amaziah was not fully committed to the Lord. Look back again at verse 2 of chapter 25. And Amaziah did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart. After Amaziah's defeat of the Edomites, we saw that he made two major mistakes. Number one, he set up the captured idols of the Edomites in Judah, and he bowed down before them and burned incense to them. And number two, the other big mistake that Amaziah made was to proudly challenge the northern kingdom of Israel to a fight. Judah was soundly defeated by Israel, and Amaziah was greatly humiliated. We know from verse 20 of chapter 25 that God allowed this defeat and humiliation of Amaziah because he had sought the foreign gods of Edom. Now in chapter 26, we have the reign of Uzziah, who is also called Azariah in the parallel passage of 2 Kings chapter 15. Verse 27 of chapter 25 seems to indicate that after Amaziah's turning to the gods of Edom and his humiliating defeat at the hands of Israel, the people of Judah took Amaziah's 16-year-old son Uzziah and put him on the throne to co-reign with his father. Amaziah was now, you could say, a lame duck king and eventually assassinated in Lachish. Meanwhile, Uzziah was coming on strong as a good and capable king. In verse 5 of chapter 26, we read that Uzziah sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. The Zechariah here, by the way, is not the minor prophet Zechariah, who comes at least 250 years later, and he is probably not the prophet Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, who was killed during the reign of Joash, although some commentators have said that he may be that same Zechariah. Let's move now to our doctrine or teaching points for this chapter, 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Doctrinal point number one, believers will be surely prosperous when they live for the Lord. Believers will be surely prosperous when they live for the Lord. In verses 1 through 15 of this chapter, the verses that we just read, we see that Uzziah was greatly blessed of the Lord. He was successful in his wars against Judah's enemies. We see in verse 2 that he restored and built up Eloth, the shipping port on the Gulf of Aqaba, where Eilat is located today. This port had probably been in the hands of the Edomites for some time. In verses 6 and 7, we read that Uzziah defeated the Philistines, the Arabians, and the Munites who lived in the land of Edom. In verse 8, we see that the Ammonites paid annual tribute to Uzziah, and he became a very strong king with his fame and power extending all the way to Egypt. In verses 9 through 15, we see that Uzziah was not only successful on the battlefield, but everything he put his hand to prospered. Whether it was building strong defenses and advanced war machines, or farming or cattle ranching or whatever, Uzziah was prosperous and greatly blessed of the Lord. In verse 7, we read, "And God helped him." And in verse 15, we read, "Uzziah was marvelously helped till he became strong." And the key to his prosperity is seen at the end of verse 5. "As long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper." You know, the same is true today. Believers will be surely prosperous when they live for the Lord. Now, it would be easy but wrong to conclude here that when believers live for the Lord, they will be materially prosperous. But that is not what the Bible teaches as to Christian living. Anyone who holds such a doctrine has not read the New Testament. The health and wealth gospel is a distortion of the truth. The truth is that God may make a Christian materially prosperous, but not necessarily. God does promise to meet our needs, but material prosperity is not guaranteed. However, spiritual prosperity is guaranteed in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Listen, for example, to the promise for the godly in Psalm 1, verse 3. "In whatever they do, they shall prosper." And it goes without saying, of course, that if they are godly, they will be doing what God desires. And in the New Testament, we read in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, that those believers who live for the Lord and practice godliness have an abundant entrance into the kingdom supplied to them. Believers will be surely prosperous when they live for the Lord. Doctrinal point number 2. Believers may be severely disciplined when they rebel against the Lord. Believers may be severely disciplined when they rebel against the Lord. Verses 16 through 23. "But when Uzziah was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. So Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him were 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men. And they withstood King Uzziah and said to him, 'It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. You shall have no honor from the Lord God.' Then Uzziah became furious, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priests, leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked at him, and there on his forehead he was leprous. So they thrust him out of that place. Indeed, he also hurried to get out because the Lord had struck him. King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in an isolated house because he was a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. So Uzziah rested with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of burial, which belonged to the kings, for they said, 'He is a leper.' Then Jotham, his son, reigned in his place." Now, if you did not know anything about the Old Testament laws of God, you might conclude that God was too harsh here on Uzziah. After all, Uzziah only wanted to worship the Lord by burning incense in the temple on the altar of incense. Why the harsh discipline of leprosy for the rest of his life? Answer: how dare Uzziah deliberately disobey the clear teaching of the Word of God? Only priests were allowed to enter the temple and burn incense to the Lord. I'm reading from Numbers chapter 16, verse 40. "No outsider who is not a descendant of Aaron should come near to offer incense before the Lord." Uzziah was not a descendant of Aaron. And even though he was the king, he was not to burn incense on the altar of incense. Under the law, this function was for priests only. And there was no way that Uzziah committed this sin in ignorance. We read in verse 17 that the high priest Azariah and 80 priests of the Lord, all valiant men, tried to stop Uzziah. But Uzziah would not listen to the law of God and was enraged with the priest and continued to force his way to the altar until God stopped him with leprosy. The implication of verses 19 and 20 is that this leprosy broke out on Uzziah's forehead so quickly and obviously that if Uzziah hadn't stopped at this point, he would have been consumed by leprosy before he left the temple. Uzziah's sin was the sin of rebellion because Uzziah refused to submit to God's authority and stay in the role that God had given him. He was the king and not a priest. To take on the role of a priest was rebellion on the part of Uzziah. This was defiance. Rebellion is a serious sin. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23 says, "Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness or insubordination is as iniquity and idolatry." 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. Rebellion involves severe discipline, not just a slap on the wrist. Verse 16 here gives us the key to good King Uzziah's downfall. But when Uzziah was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. Proverbs 16, verse 18 says that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Uzziah is certainly a good but sad example of this biblical truth. And the lesson for us should be obvious. Watch out for and be warned about pride. Pride will cause us to step out of the role that God has designed for us and the ministry where God has placed us. Pride will cause us to be unfaithful to the Lord. And then for our own good, the Lord must discipline us, sometimes severely, until we stop, look, and listen. It's hard to be proud as a leper. Believers may be severely disciplined when they rebel against the Lord. Now, what about practical application from 2 Chronicles chapter 26? Watch out for negative buts in your life. Watch out for negative buts in your life. Now, we're not talking here about cigarette butts, but rather the little word but as a conjunction. It's great to read the first 15 verses of this chapter and see all the good stuff that was going on under Uzziah's reign. But then comes the negative but of verse 16. But when Uzziah was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. After verse 16, the rest of the chapter gives the sad ending of Uzziah's life. His whole life hinges, as it were, on that little word, but. Before the but, his life was pleasing to the Lord. After the but, as a leper, Uzziah was cut off from the house of the Lord. Uzziah will be in heaven. But what could have been a full life of bringing glory to God will never be because there was a negative but in his life. What about us? Watch out for negative buts in your life.